If you ride your bike around the centre of Belgrade, a couple of things quickly become clear. Firstly, this isn't a very cycle-friendly city. The traffic is heavy, drivers are aggressive, and there's very little consideration for road users on two wheels. Secondly, the air quality is visibly poor. You can see the haze hanging around the tower blocks of New Belgrade well into the morning, and in recent weeks, that's had an impact on indoor air quality as well.
The levels were 3 to 4 times higher than that level, which is allowed.
Đorđe Stratimirović is a physics professor at Belgrade University, who's developed an indoor pollution monitor.
From burning coal and wood for heating and for cars, and there is no wind, then everything stays down, especially in those towns which are surrounded by hills.
What sort of problems can it cause for people who are living in those conditions where the particles in the air are 3 to 4 times the permitted levels for a period of consecutive days or even weeks?
These particles which are measured, when they come into our lungs, they cannot go out easily. It's not good for your health, the same reason like cigarette smoke.
So what's causing these high levels?
These last period, it was mostly because of the car.
Old, badly maintained vehicles are certainly a big part of the problem. But there are issues in the countryside as well. Farmers still stick to old habits like setting fire to the fields, and households aren't particularly fussy about what they burn in the solid fuel stoves they use to heat their homes.
I ride my bike to work and back every day, every morning, every afternoon to work. From the old side of the city to New Belgrade. So it's a half-hour bike ride, and I really notice the breathing.
Australian Philomena O'Brien is a long-time Belgrade resident who's been struggling with the recent poor air quality.
As we were driving down through southern Serbia last night, you can see fire, like smoke coming out of every single household, and it's just sitting there, and it smells. You wind down the window and you breathe in smoke. I mean, that's just part of how this country is run, because there are no controls on having good heating practices as well.
Getting more people onto two wheels would be an obvious solution. Fewer than 1 in 100 journeys in Belgrade are currently made by bicycle. Some people are put off by the hills in the old town, but more are frightened off by the intimidating traffic conditions. The authorities have recently implemented a network of bicycle lanes, but they haven't been a big success. Marko Radosevic is from the campaign group Streets for Cyclists.
They are thinking that bicycle is still something which is just there for recreational purposes. Pedestrians are in constant conflict with cyclists because instead of having the part of the traffic line, they're constantly pushing us to the pedestrian walkways. So they're not solving anything, they're just prolonging the same problem, and they're extending it with more tracks, which doesn't make sense at all.
The World Health Organization says that pollution causes 2,000 early deaths every year in Belgrade, and it points out that financial realities in Serbia make some solutions, like electric vehicles, difficult to achieve. But at least the government has re-established the Ministry for Environmental Protection. After 2 years in the job, Minister Goran Trivan says public opinion is starting to shift.
When you accept this kind of work, you know you'll be like Don Quixote. But there's been a big swing in public opinion, and this is very important. Over the past 2 years, citizens have become much more sensitive about environmental questions. And they're putting pressure on politicians and institutions to make their lives better. We still face obstructions from business, but in the end, we need to go the same way as all developed countries.
And it's not only Serbia that has to change. Bosnia, North Macedonia, and Kosovo have all had cities at or near the top of Air Visual's League of Shame in recent weeks. So check the pollution forecast before you make your visit. Guy Delaunay, DW, Belgrade.